Welcome, my friends, to the ultimate conspiracy map, version 9.7. This is your hidden history. This is the truths of the Bible, the deep state, the conspiracies, the science, the scientism, fake science, the fake news, the secret societies, the pretty much everything you can think of. Everything is on here, and if it's not, it soon will be. And even better than that, this is a debate map. This map can be used to prove the concepts on this map. It's not merely conceptual, as my past attempts were, sort of connecting the dots and explaining the concepts and then linking to the proof later on with the website, which we still have. This is, of course, an extension of our Hidden History documentary series at theserapium.com/his story. But that aside, this map is a project in and of itself. It's an incredible accomplishment, if I do say so myself. I apologize for the background noise. My brother's working on something in the other room. Anyway, so where I'm at now is we're connecting all of the conspiracies, all of the history from Adam and Eve all the way up, basically from creation to COVID and beyond. And we're explaining how everything fits together. I'm going to kind of explore this map with you. It looks a little cluttered, and you can tell we're really, really zoomed out. One of the beauties of this map, being a debate map, is that you can pretty much zoom in and see the proof of the claim and the concept at the same time, and you can see how those things go together. Allow me to explain. So first, I'm going to zoom right on in to the beginning part of the map, the center. The hidden history map, and the current version is 9.7. And as the icon for this particular, it's called a node on the map, this particular, this is just the title, I used the old map, which is still pretty good, and you can zoom right in and see any of those concepts. Many of them are actual proofs, but not all of them. Now, we're going to go from this main node, and we're going to notice that there are a few branches that come out. Everything's logical, it's a little cluttered, but if you just follow the branches, you'll see how the tree of good and evil works, essentially. And you'll see it from a very top-down perspective, because that is what the Mystery Babylon religion is about. And it's also how the war of good and evil has played out. So this is a history map, it's also a conspiracy map, it's also a science map, and it's a theology map. And I would say, let's break down the science versus the fake news science, which is scientism. And I would also include that there are fake news versus truth news concepts on this map. So there's really a lot to it, but I'm just kind of giving it in general terms. So the next concept, if we go left first, the left-handed path, is of course the rulers of darkness, the synagogue of Satan. And you can go back to Genesis 3:15, Genesis 6 for more of an explanation into what the synagogue of Satan really comes from. It's not the reference to the synagogue of Satan, which is an end times reference, but that's where they originate. So I put in Genesis 6, the beginning of the Nephilim, and we'll explain that later in the map, of course. And from this node, we have a couple of other branches. This is sort of a main node. They're into a lot of things. We have the Mystery Babylon's elite religion, and then the religion of the elites, I should say. And then we have sort of all of the things that they have done to us over history's sake. So let's just kind of start. You got the secret societies, which stem out into the fake news. You've got the political class, which stems out into our current world leaders. Let me zoom in a bunch. You can kind of see some of the, we can zoom in and see the words, in fact, but we don't need to zoom in that much just yet. You can kind of understand like the political class and how they're all connected back to this one group of people known as the synagogue of Satan to Jesus, and as the Nephilim, or the giants of the Old Testament. And of course, we break down the sort of spectrum of truth news, the controlled Judeo-con wall, go no further, the people who try and mean well and get a lot of truth out there, but don't understand the context of what's on this map. And then those of us who do, and there aren't many. But hopefully with you reading this, you will join the ranks of the few who know what's up, and you can help us to prove this to others and share this truth before time is out. So you have things like false doctrines of devils, the abandonment of God's law, the false theological leaders like Schofield and Darby, and things like dispensationalism are explained here. You also have some of the false doctrines like ultra-tolerance and such of today that stem out of this. You have a misunderstanding of prophecy. So we have a prophecy section which breaks down into things like end times, explaining some of the older prophecies, explaining how some of these prophecies have already come to pass, even explaining how the Watchers have already returned through the works of Super Witch, Warlock, whatever you want to call him, Aleister Crowley, father, probably, of Barbara Bush, who's not a woman anyway, known as a Moonchild. There's so much to this. And if you really want to go into the scripture, you can go into the war of Gog and Magog, how Esau, or the Edomites, the Jews, are the end of this world, and Jacob is the beginning of that which follows, and Obadiah 18. There's a lot. There's so much that goes into this. Even one of these nodes requires hours of lectures in some case. And I've got a 200-plus hour documentary series, as I mentioned, the Hidden History documentary series at theserapium.com/his story, which is the Hidden His Story of Man, Mythology, and Mystery Babylon. Here we break down their bogus debunked science. Here we break down the real science. Here we break down the globe, where it came from, why people believe it, and how you debunk those arguments. Here we break down the trust the science, unscientific scientism of the deep state, which basically brooks no debate and relies on ad hominem and assassinations in some case to shut up real science. Here we see the people behind the false science, people like Newton and Copernicus and Galileo and Descartes and others who were all alchemists. And I'm still working on that section, but most of it's filled out. You can see here that Newton stole gravity and many other ideas from the Hermetic writings of Hermes Trismegistus, which are pre-flood occult writings from the fallen angels and their acolytes. These people were alchemists, not scientists, and yet their work is heralded as this great modern breakthrough that created the scientific revolution and everything else, when they didn't follow the actual scientific method. If you do, then you end up invariably back where the rest of us are ending up, with the flat earth, biblical earth concept. Here we explain things like the extinct titans, the fresh dino meat on some of these dinosaur bones, where you can still get fresh DNA because they're not millions of years old. They're about 5,000, 6,000 or less years old. Most of them died in the flood, which was about 3,500 to 3,000 BC. Even according to non-Christian texts, such as the Sumerian Kings List. We can go all over science. We can go all over any religion. We'll still win this debate, but when you want to test which religion is real, it's simple. Which one gets the prophecies right? Only one of them does. And there are many other little hints when you start really studying it, but it's not a difficult concept. If a book or a person can predict the future accurately with fine detail hundreds of years apart, there is a divine component. With the biblical earth, we can prove that there is a creator. So with the biblical prophetic component, then you can prove which creator it is, basically. So that's how I came to it as a lifelong atheist. Here we go into the genetics of the seed war, humans versus the Nephilim. You can kind of zoom in and see some of the details here. The fallen angels of Genesis 6 and the curse of Genesis 3:15 leads to the modern Talmudic Jews. They are the descendants of the giants. They just got a little bit smaller each generation as they lost their purity of genetics. And of course, the historic record bears this out, as the archaeology shows the bones getting smaller and the elongated skulls getting less elongated over time. Of course, the Bible talks about tons of giants, tons of hybrids, many different tribes of them, such as the Nephilim, the Raphaim, the Anakim, the Zanzumim, the Immim, the Gibborim, and the Avim. Im just means plural. So Abraham, Jesus, the Israelites, Jacob, Israel, none of them were Jews, by the way. All of them were Hebrews until Jacob, and then afterwards they were known as Israelites. The modern Jews have no claim to this title, although they are Hebrews mixed with giant DNA, Canaanites' DNA. They are not Israelites, and they have no claim to it. They have stolen our identity. And you can see that the elongated skulls continued to decrease until they were almost the same as ours. And you can only tell by looking at things like the suture lines or the eye sockets or having an expert break down how the skulls are different. But they are genetically different, and they are absolute proof. We also see evolution and such things debunked, proving, in fact, that the world's about 6,000 years old. If you look at things like mitochondrial Eve and the MT DNA mutation rates, we can tell that there are numerous tribes of man, humans, or different hues of man, and there's one tribe, at least, of the Nephilim, which run the world with their father Satan, essentially, the fallen angels, and as Jesus says, the Satan is the god of this world, the god that this world has chosen. And there has always been a war, since Genesis 3:15, between mankind and the giants, mankind and the monsters, mankind and the hybrids, mankind and the mutants, mankind and the Nephilim. And, of course, there are concepts that we explain, such as the one world religion and how that plays out into their plans. We go into Pizzagate. We go into George Soros. We go into Hillary Clinton and all the sick things that she's got going on at her pizzeria for all of her friends, such as the Podestas, the Wieners, and the Evie's Crib hosting sick pervert Tamara Lozzato. There's a lot. Here it is. There's a lot to this. It's pretty sick, in fact. We go into the origins of progressivism itself and who's behind transgenderism. All of this proven right here on the map as we go. And then we also explain how, let's see, what's next on here? How they're behind the Sin War. And the Sin War is its own branch of the Seed War. Let's talk about that. The Sin War is how they get us involved in the cultural war, basically. It's a culture war with a religious agenda. They have a religious agenda, therefore, it's not simply a culture war. This is a holy war by demons. It's an unholy war against mankind, a sin war, essentially. And the Seed War is the greater part of this, which is where they've been killing mankind since the beginning, basically, since their beginning in Genesis 6. And they became cannibalistic and ate everybody. And of course, the world history records this, and the bones record this, and the religions and the mythologies record this on every continent, pretty much in striking similarities with very few differences. They all had a flood. They all had a man with his three sons survive it. They all had fallen angels / wisdom serpents, just to pick your perspective, really. And most of the mythologies of mankind turn out to be different babbled perspectives of worshiping the fallen angels and their giant offspring. So it's not, I mean, for example, the Titans and Zeus and all the Greek mythology and stuff. All of these go back to the cannibalistic, demonic, satanic fallen angel offspring, the Nephilim, the giants. I go through how they created fake news at the Catholic Church called Learning Against Learning. Also, that branched into fake science. So that's how we got all this other stuff that we talked about, like Newton and moon landings and globe Earth and vaccines and Big Bang and aliens and everything else. Aliens, by the way, are just fallen angels returning, as predicted by prophecy right here in the Dead Sea Scrolls. If you want to zoom right on in, you can see the Dead Sea Scrolls, boom, found right in time. And if you look into the Dead Sea Scrolls, one of the most popular texts, the Book of Enoch, 1 Enoch, actually shows that there was a, like right there at the very beginning, there's a prophecy that they're coming back. And they did. And this book was found, as predicted by prophecy, right afterwards. So we had essentially Roswell and we had this all at the same time. So ever since Roswell, we've had an explosion in technology and an explosion in sin. As the fallen angels wreak havoc on mankind, their time is short. And we have had an explosion now in knowledge, as predicted in the prophecies of Daniel. I'm kind of getting off the map here. I'm a little bit lost and just kind of going off topic, I guess. Anyway, I'm trying to explain how these different concepts work. It is sometimes a little bit difficult to navigate this map. But I think that this map is an essential thing to help people to understand the true nature of our world, our history, our politics, everything. People must know the truth. And when you really get into it, my gosh, I mean, the biblical earth section alone will blow your mind. We have not only a cosmology or biblical earth segment, but we have a debate map, which is the main icon here, which is a standalone image. You can download that and just get that image, or just grab that image from the screen with Windows Shift S, and you can click and drag right over it if you need. And that one meme, that one image with about 100 memes on it right there, is all you need to win a flat earth debate, period. You can just go around the map, that little version of the map, and beat them. However, I just use that as part of this section. I'm expanding it. This section has a lot more to it, and it's going to get even better overall. As you can see, there's already a number of things, addressing common arguments like eclipses, like northern and southern stars, like the fisheye lens, even in plane windows, like the perspective of heavily precise stars, which always align the same way every month, every year, every night, because they are stuck within the firmament, not spinning around us as a cannonball with water covered on it, clinging to it somehow, shooting through space at insane speeds. Just doesn't make sense. So we go through how Yahweh's name, God's name, is written on your DNA if you haven't taken the vaccine. We go through how the laws of thermodynamics prove God is real. I mean, everything here is incredible. One of these things would keep you busy for a while. Some of these things you may be familiar with, and it will help you to branch off. You know, start where you're comfortable. You don't have to start in the middle of the map. Pick a section that you're comfortable with. Maybe you know about the science. Maybe you know about the history. Maybe you know about the conspiracies. And then test this map. Test it. Test all things and hold fast that which is true. But I've tested this map, and it has held up. So I hope you enjoy it. Basically, this is a companion map to our hidden history documentary series and the work at the Serapeum, where we're trying our best to preserve the history and the truth about everything, the science, the news, the theology, all of it. They are trying to hide God from people. They are trying to poison mankind, and they want to bring back the Nephilim, just like the prophecy of the dollar predicts. Yes, there is a prophecy to bring back the golden race of man tied to that Latin language on your dollar bill. All of that, as I broke down in a separate video, is going to be explained by this map. If you test it, it will hold fast. I hope you guys enjoyed and explore. You can go to this at theserapeum.com/map and grab a copy. Enjoy. Nemos out.